Today, May 21st, is the optional memorial of the Mexican martyrs, the 24 diocesan priests and 21 diocesan priests and 3 laymen that were killed during the bitter persecution of the Catholic Church in Mexico in the 1920s. Father Miguel Pro is probably the most famous of these Mexican martyrs, who was shot to death by the firing squad at this time. But today's feast day is the feast day of Saint Christopher Magellanus. And he, along with these other diocesan priests and laymen, were executed for being Catholics and for being Catholic priests. When we look at the life of Saint Christopher, who was only canonized in the year 2000 by Pope John Paul II, we see that he grew up in a very poor part of Mexico. His parents were farmers. He became a shepherd as a teenager, entering the seminary at age 19, was ordained a priest at the age of 30 in Guadalajara. As a priest, he began to help build Catholic schools, carpentry shops, helped the local people build a dam, and began to work for the evangelization of the local indigenous people, establishing missions to evangelize the natives. Well, in the year 1914, the anti-Catholic government closed the Catholic seminary. And because of this, the seminarians had nowhere to study. And so Father Christopher decided to establish a secret seminary in his own parish. And he took in about 17 of these students and secretly trained them to become priests. Well, he was eventually arrested for this on May 21st, 1927. He was on his way to say Mass at a local farm. He was arrested, and as he was being led to his execution, he gave absolution to those who had come to arrest him. He even gave his possessions that he had, his little possessions, to his executioners. And without trial, he was executed for being a Catholic priest. Right before his execution, his last words were, "I am innocent and I die innocent. I forgive with all my heart those responsible for my death. I ask God that the shedding of my blood may serve the peace of our divided Mexico." Pope John Paul II and canonized him as well as these other martyrs in the year 2000. And in his canonization homily, Pope John Paul II addressed the Mexican men, women, and children that had come to Rome for the canonization of these saintly priests and laymen who gave their lives for being Catholic. And he said during the homily, "After the harsh trials that the Church endured in Mexico during those turbulent years, today Mexican Christians, encouraged by the witness of these martyrs to the faith, can live in peace and harmony, contribute the wealth of gospel values to society. The Church grows and advances, since she is the crucible in which many priestly and religious vocations are born, where families are formed according to God's plan, and where young people, a substantial part of the Mexican population, can grow with the hope of a better future. May the shining example of St. Christopher Magellanus and his companion martyrs help you to make a renewed commitment of fidelity to God, which can continue to transform Mexican society so that justice, fraternity, and harmony will prevail among all." And so we ask today, holy martyrs of Mexico, especially St. Christopher, pray for us.